As usual, the front seats are not very popular.
牧师说前面的座位都不是很受欢迎。
But doesn't matter. You know, people like the back seats. There must be some mystical attraction there.
可能有什么奇妙的原因，大家都喜欢坐得远一点。
All right. Good evening, everybody.
大家晚上好。
I have not forgotten. The first part is to tell you all about my grandfather.
这个牧师说他还没有忘记要跟你们分享跟祖父的那段日子。
Grandfather was my father's father.
祖父就是牧师的爸爸的爸爸。
So, you know the connection?
你知道这个关系了哈。
I lived with him for 5 years.
牧师跟祖父呢一同生活了五年。
He lived in the place called Hougang.
他当时就住在后港这个地方。
I came from Senai.
牧师呢从马来西亚柔佛州这里的 Senai.
That's where the airport of Johor Bahru is.
就是现在 Johor 的这个柔佛的这里的这个机场的地方。
I was sent from Senai to Singapore.
当时牧师就是被家人送到跟祖父在新加坡跟祖父一起生活。
So that we could study English.
就是为了要上学，要学英文。
Mother said, "You boys, we were 5 brothers.
我们有家里面有五个弟兄。
You better go to Singapore and study English.
母亲说你们最好呢去新加坡学英文。
If you stay on in Senai, you become like our rubber tappers. You become rubber tappers.
母亲说如果你们继续留在柔佛州圣奈这里呢你们就要跟那些割胶的工人一样。
So we came to Singapore.
所以呢就这样子的来到了新加坡。
Grandfather was a very godly person.
祖父他是一个很敬虔的人。
A pastor of a Presbyterian church.
他当时是长老会的牧师。
And the first day he met me, he said, "Grandson, come here."
第一天祖父看到牧师他就说孙子过来。
Of course, to me, he was so old, he looked like Abraham.
当时牧师看着祖父他都已经很老了看起来像亚伯拉罕。
So he says, "I teach you to pray."
他牧师的祖父呢就说来我教你怎么祷告。
Here is a lesson for all of you, all of us here.
这是我们要学的功课。
Fathers and mothers, do your duty.
我们做父母的我们有这个责任。
If there are children or grandchildren in your care, teach them to pray.
如果你家里有孩子孙子都要教他们祷告。
As the proverb says, train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he'll not depart from it.
像箴言里面所说的当孩子还小的时候呢我们要教他当走的路将他以后大了之后就不会偏离。
We live in a very ungodly world.
我们活在一个很不敬虔的这个社会里面。
Society knows nothing about the Ten Commandments.
我们的社会呢对十诫呢都不理会。
Honor your father and mother.
我们说要尊敬父母。
And if you learn to honor father and mother, automatically you honor grandfather.
如果我们要尊敬父母，我们也当尊敬祖父祖母。
Do you teach your children how to honor you?
你有没有教孩子们怎么尊敬你呢？
When I first went to America in 1962,
当时1962年我初到美国的时候，
I was stunned when my host had a son who came into the house and called him, "Hello, Alan."
当时呢，我就去一个家里做客， 那个家的主人呢，他的孩子回来就称呼他的父亲 Alan 就叫他的名，我很惊讶。
And I say, how do you call your son?
哦，我就问他说，你怎么称呼你的儿子呢？
Because the son is also called Alan.
因为他的孩子呢也叫 Alan.
Well, one big Alan, one small Alan.
就是一个大的 Alan, 一个小的 Alan.
Oh, he says, I call him for short, Len.
他说啊，我就叫他 Len.
So one is Alan, the other is Len.
然后父亲就变成 Alan, 小的呢就变成 Len.
So that was my first shock.
就是我第一次的很惊讶的经验。
You know that first shock was not the first, but not the last. There's more shocks coming.
虽然是第一次呢，可是不是最后一次。
This is an aftershock, like the earthquake.
就像那个地震的余震一样。
When I went to Australia,
当我去澳洲。
They were one step ahead of the Americans.
他们比这个美国人还进一步。
A grandson came in and called the grandfather by his first name.
这个做孙子呢，进来叫祖父呢，是用他的名字来叫。
I hope it has not come to Singapore culture.
我希望这样的一个做法呢，不会来到我们这个社会，新加坡的社会。
But I believe the amount of parental respect and reverence is going down and down.
可是我有观察到孩子们对父母的尊敬呢每况愈下。
Because children are growing to be smarter than parents.
因为孩子们比父母还要聪明。
So it is very difficult to teach them how to respect a less educated father.
所以如果父母呢教育程度不是很高，孩子们可能就不会很尊敬他们。
The first lesson grandfather taught me, I never forget.
祖父教我的第一课呢，我不会忘记。
I hope you teach your son or your daughter or your grandchildren.
我希望你也能够同样的教你的孩子、孙子们。
Pray for faith.
就是为了这个信来祷告。
Amazing.
这是很奇妙的。
You are justified by faith.
我们都是因信称义。
Not by works.
不是因为我们的能力、我们的工作。
So, I never forgot what I learned in 1932.
所以呢，我在1932年所学到的功课，到现在都没有忘记。
May you be remembered by your grandchildren or your children for being a good, godly parent.
希望我们的孩子、我们的孙子们记得我们的时候，他记得我们是一个敬虔的基督徒。
Coming to a camp like this,
来到圣经营。
This is an investment, you know.
这是我们要投资的。
What do you bring back from this camp?
你要从这个营会带回去什么呢？
If you learn a few of these fundamental lessons, you've learned something.
如果你学到几个基本的功课，你就学了一点东西。
Teach your children and yourself to pray for faith.
我们要教我们的孩子，当然也要教自己呢。我们要祷告，求给我们神给我们增加我们的信。
Grandfather has died about 30 years already.
祖父去世已经有30年。
Or more, actually I've lost count.
应该是超过了30年了。
Maybe 40 or 50 years.
四五十年了吧。
But I never forget him.
可是我没有忘记他。
He's a very strict old man.
他很严的。
But very godly.
不过他十分的敬虔。
Will you leave that kind of impression with your children?
你能否留下这样的一个印象给你的孩子们、孙子们呢？
Grandfather taught me thrift.
祖父呢，他也教我怎么节俭。
He says, "Grandson, look, my bath towel is free of charge."
然后祖父说，啊，孙子，你看我这个冲凉用的这个毛巾是免费的。
When I go to the provision shop in Hougang,
当我去这个后港的这个杂货店，
I tell the shopkeeper,
我就跟这个店主说，
When your sack of flour is finished, give me the sack.
我就跟他说，如果你这个面粉卖完了之后呢，那个面粉的袋给我。
You save 30 cents.
然后我就省了3毛钱。
Well, the 30 cents in those days is still 30 cents.
三毛钱当时呢也是 不错的。
You can do a lot of things.
可以买很多东西的。
Thrift.
所以他教我节俭。
Is the mother of prosperity.
要节俭呢才能够有繁荣。
You don't get rich by swindling people.
我们有富有呢，我们有钱呢，不是要去骗别人。
But by thrift you become rich.
不过我们要节省，我们要懂得节俭。
Grandfather taught us all how to pray.
祖父呢，他也教我们怎么祷告。
Firstly, I told you about praying for faith.
首先，他教我要为了增加我的信来祷告。
I've told you this story, I'll tell it again.
我以前跟你分享过，我现在要跟你们再说一次。
Our house is below the road level.
我们的房子呢，其实在路面的之下。
And we have to run up a flight of stairs to go to the roadside to hail the Singapore Traction Company bus.
然后要出去的时候呢，我们都要跑上这个楼梯去搭巴士。
One day we're running up the stairs.
有一天我们跑上去。
We heard the voice of grandfather calling, 阿孙阿孙 come down.
当时呢就是要赶去上学，然后那个祖父就说，孙啊，你们下来。
So we went down and said, what's the matter?
然后我们就快快跑回去说什么事。
You did not pray today.
然后祖父就说，啊，你们没有祷告，
said,
你们没有祈祷。
Bus is coming, bus is coming.
可是我们说巴士要来了。
Never mind.
他说没有关系。
You pray first. Don't, no pray, no go.
他说你要先祈祷才去，没有祈祷就不可以去。
After that, never late anymore.
然后后来我们就不敢了，我们也不敢去迟到了。
It's very hard to teach children new things.
我们要教孩子们新的东西不容易。
But this is a practical lesson you never forget.
不过这个是一个实际的例子，我当时经历过之后就不会忘记。
So my question is, do you pray with your children before they go to school?
哦，我问你，就是你们孩子们还没有上学之前，有没有跟他们祷告呢？
You say, oh no, where is the time? No time.
啊，你说啊，怎么有时间呢？
My answer to you is.Make time.
我的答案是呢，你们要找时间。
Yes, make time.
真的要找时间。
First things first. Grandfather taught how to give to God.
然后接下来，祖父也教导我们要怎么献给上帝。
In the compound, we had 5 durian trees.
我们家里面呢有五棵这个榴莲树。
And during durian season, we collect all the fruits.
当榴莲季节的时候，我们就收榴莲。
Grandfather says, grandson, that durian is God's durian.
然后祖父是说，这些榴莲是神给的。
This is God's house and God's compound.
这是神的家，这是神的院，这是神的榴莲。
So my second elder brother and myself will carry the durians.To the fifth mile to sell.
然后我二哥呢，跟我呢，就提着这个榴莲呢，到这个五里的那个巴萨那里呢去卖。
And we came back with $5.
我们回来卖了五块钱。
He says, "This is God's money."
他说这是神的钱。
So we learn.
然后我们学。
One day he came back from market.
有一天，祖父从巴萨那里呢回来。
Most of you have read my book. It's all in there.
你们当中很多已经读过我的书。
He bought a packet of prawns.
我们买了一包这个虾子。
And inside the packet was a 10 cent coin.
然后在这个袋里面呢有一毛钱。
Oh, he took the 10 cents and walked back to, we live in 4¾ miles, 5½ miles was the market.
然后他就是拿了这个一毛钱呢走了好远的路回去巴萨那里呢还给那个人。
The fishmonger says, "Hey, old man, why do you come today?"
那个卖鱼的就说，啊，为什么你年纪这么大了，还走这么远的路来还我这个一毛钱
？Give you 10 cents. This is found in your packet of prawns.
然后他就说，这一毛钱是你这个卖给我们虾子的袋子里面找到的。
Grandfather says, "You know, I'm 70 years old."
祖父就说，我70岁了。
And I may not have another marketing day next week to come and return you the money.
我今天不还你，我可能没有机会来还你了。
So that is his urgency.
所以他有这样一个急迫的心情。
So we learn little lessons by the way.
所以我们就这样的经历呢，学习了很多的功课。
His salary was $30 a month.
他当时的每个月的薪金只有30块钱。
Big money, you know, those days.
当时30块钱是很多钱。
At that time, there was a flood back in China.
当时呢，在中国呢，就有一个水灾。
He took his $30 for the month.
他就拿了他30块钱。
And sent it to the church there.
就寄回去给中国那里的教会。
Just to help the poor people in China.
就为了要帮助那些灾民。
These memories of this strange old man remain.
所以呢，我对祖父呢，他这些显得奇怪的做法呢，印象十分的深刻。
I hope some of these lessons appeal to you.
我也希望这些功课呢，也能够让你们学到。
I don't expect that you run all the way back to return 10 cents nowadays.
我不期望你们像现跟我祖父一样，跑了好远的路去还
一毛钱。But the principle is there.
不过它的原则还在。
Be honest.
就是我们要诚实。
And God will bless.
然后神就会赐福。
Now so much of grandfather's stories.
我们接下来要思想神的话语。
Tonight I'm speaking on the theme of this camp.
今天我要来思想我们这个营会的主题。
We got this theme at the session retreat.
我们就在这个长子的退休会呢讨论的时候得到的这样的一个主题。
And it seemed to the gathered session that this is a good theme.
然后我们就一致同意呢，这个是一个好的主题。
Watch and pray.
就是要警醒祷告。
How many of you don't pray habitually?
你们在当中有没有常常祷告的呢？
Most of us will think, surely we all are praying every day.
很多你们在当中就想，我每天都有祷告。
But many years ago, when I first began to be a pastor, I did a poll, an opinion, not a return of, from my church members, how was their prayer life?
很多年前，当我开始当牧师的时候呢，我就对教会呢，来收集这个资料，就是要了解会友呢，有没有常常的来祷告。
To find out the spiritual condition.
来监察来测一下他们这个灵命的成长。
And a good number of them said they did not pray.
然后很多呢就是回答说他们没有祷告。
Only when there is a problem they pray.
只有有问题的时候呢才会祷告。
So that seems to be not an uncommon thing.
所以呢这样的情形似乎十分的普遍。
But,You say, well, you're a very strict pastor.
可能你说啊，你这个牧师很严。
You want us all to pray and pray.
你要我们一直这样的、常常的这样的祷告吗？
What to pray about?
常常祷告，祷告什么呢？
Dear friends,
亲爱的弟兄朋友们，
Let me give you an illustration.
让我给你一个例子。
Years ago, when my children were growing up,
很多年前我孩子们还在长大的时候，
My three-year-old daughter one morning came knocking on the bedroom door.
当时我女儿才3岁，她那天早上来敲我的门。
We have two bedrooms, children in bedroom and we have parents' bedroom.
当时我们两个睡房，孩子们有一间，我们是一间。
I said, come in.
我说啊，你进来吧。
There was a little daughter.
就是我的女儿，3岁的女儿。
I said, yes, what do you want?
我就问她，你要什么呢？
Can I sit on your lap?
她说，我可以坐在你的膝盖上吗？
And draw me.
然后你，我要你画我。
Well, I did.
然后我就随他的意。
Let me ask you, if your child comes and says, Daddy, I want to sit on your lap.
如果你孩子说，啊，父亲啊，我要坐在你的膝盖上，我要坐在你的腿上。
And you ask, what for?
你说，坐在上面干什么呢？
So we can talk.
他说，这样子我们就可以谈。
Tell me a story.
然后你可以跟我讲故事。
That is the meaning of prayer.
这个就是祷告的意思。
Do you know that our Heavenly Father delights to hear us pray?
我们的天父同样的，他很渴望我们向他祷告。
He never tells you, hey, don't disturb me. Go away.
他从来没有说，啊，你滚开吧，不要来烦我。
That is the meaning of prayer.
这个就是祷告的意思。
When you understand this, you will want to pray.
当你能够了解的时候呢，你就有这个祷告的这个渴望。
Watch and pray.
我们要警醒祷告。
What do you mean by watch?
这个警醒是什么呢？
If I can give you a substitute word, I'll give it like this. Stay awake and pray.
警醒呢，就是说我们不要疲惫，不要疲倦，我们要继续的来祷告。
To sleep is the simplest thing. It is a fundamental childhood thing. You learn, you don't have to learn. We all know how to sleep.
就是要保持清醒，我们不睡着了，我们要继续的来祷告。
And this watchword with the theme for this camp is watch and pray.
所以我们这次的主题就是警醒祷告。
It is an exercise that you cannot say, 哎呀 never mind, I just lie down and pray and then I sleep. So I lie down and sleep and pray.
不可以随便的说，啊，我躺下来然后祷告然后顺便的睡着了吧。
So some people lie down and pray.
所以有些人呢就躺下来祷告。
So they kill two birds with one stone, they rest a while, and they say some words of prayer, and then they lapse into dreamland.
他们这样的一个姿势呢，就是一心两用，一下子祷告之后，简短的，然后就睡着了。
So that survey I did many years ago shocked me.
那几年前呢，很多年前我做了这个调查呢，就是知道很多人其实没有常常的来祷告，让我很惊讶。
So the result was, I said I'll write a little booklet on prayer.
所以呢，我当时就说啊，我要写一个小的册子来鼓励大家祷告。
How to pray and how not to pray.
啊，怎么祷告是正确的祷告的方法。
A very simple little booklet.
一个小小的册子。
I wrote this when I was in Sydney.
当时呢，我就在澳洲的悉尼。
And when I finished writing,
我写完了之后，
I counted the number of prayers I had written.
我数算一下我的那个写的这个祷告文。
You can guess, those of you who have the little booklet, I had written 66 prayers.
哦，我已经写了66段的这个祷告文。
So that is the story behind that little booklet called 66 Pocket Prayers.
所以当时牧师呢就集合了这66段的这个祷告文。
Some of you have it.
你们当中有一些人有这份小册子。
If you need a guidebook, it is recommended.
如果你需要一份可以指导你怎么祷告的，你可以用这本。
It is very saleable.
它容易让你能够来学习。
It was translated into Chinese and it sells in China.
然后就被翻译成华文，然后被拿到中国那里去。
Now, so much about the first comment on the watchword.
然后我们刚才已经谈到了警醒这两个字。
As I prepared, I thought to myself,
当牧师在准备的时候呢，他心里这么想。
The person who was given this watchword was Peter.
然后我在想啊，就是彼得，使徒彼得，他耶稣呢就给他了这两个字。
He and his two companions and the rest of the apostles had badly disappointed Jesus.
就是彼得还有所有的使徒们呢，都让耶稣十分的失望。
Jesus was facing his greatest trial and testing of his whole ministry.
当时呢，彼得呢，他就经历了，当时呢，这个耶稣就经历了他很大的这个试验。
Why he came to planet Earth for?
为什么耶稣要来到这个世上呢？
That night was the night of nights.
那天晚上呢，就是关键。
The whole purpose of Jesus coming to Earth was to be proved that night.
然后耶稣他来到这个世上，就在那个晚上呢，就已经成就了他的旨意。
To go as a lamb to the slaughter and not protest.
就好像一只羔羊被牵到宰杀之地，他一声都不出。
It's a picture of the sacrifice of Passover.
我们就看到一个他牺牲的这个画面。
Can you imagine a man full grown 33 years old and going to his death by crucifixion willingly?
我们设想想一个成年人33岁，他很乐意的，很愿意的，自愿的被钉死在十字架上。
Without protest.
然后他没有抗议。
And here he was about to begin those terrible trials.
就在那天晚上，他要开始这个很大的这个试验。
Before that, he says, "I will pray."
然后他还没有经历这样的试验的时候，他说：“我必须要祷告。”
And you disciples pray with me.
然后说：“你们使徒，你们要跟我一起祷告。”
How I need your company and your encouragement in prayer.
然后耶稣说：“我祷告，你们也要跟我一起祷告，来鼓励我。”
This is what the Lord expects from us.
然后耶稣也同样的期望我们也能够这样子做。
And the disciples said, "Sure, Lord, we will definitely be with you."
当时使徒说：“啊，当然我们会跟你一起祷告，我们会在一旁鼓励你，支持你。”
When Jesus had prayed and turned back.All the disciples were asleep.
耶稣当时呢就去了远一点的地方，他祷告了，回来之后啊，使徒全部睡着了。
Can you blame them?
你可以怪这些使徒吗？
It's late in the night.
已经很晚了。
It's a long day.
然后过了很长久的一天。
Disciples were tired.
他们使徒们都很累了。
And our Lord was very understanding.
然后耶稣呢，当时呢，他也很清楚地了解他们的处境。
Jesus did not reprimand or scold them.
耶稣当时没有责备他们。
What did he say?
他说了什么呢？
I read to you. Watch and pray. Verse 41.
就在马太福音第26章第41节。
That you enter not into temptation.I know your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak.
马太福音第26章第41节，耶稣这么说，我们要总要呢警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体呢却软弱了。
Oh, the flesh. We have many good resolutions.Don't you?
我们的肉体呢是软弱的，虽然我们有很强的意志。
Especially at New Year time, you make resolutions.
尤其是新的一年，我们有新的志愿。
This New Year, I'm going to pray earnestly. I'm going to get up certain time and I'm going to pray for so many minutes.
你可能说啊，新的一年我要早一点起身，我要多一点祷告。
Even as Jesus has commanded, watch and pray.
耶稣呢，同样的也跟他们说，你们要警醒祷告。
How long does a resolution last?
我们像这样的一个志愿能够就是能够有多久呢？
In the case of Peter and his friends, the disciples, how long do you think they lasted?
当时呢，彼得和他的其他的使徒，你认为他们能够这样的持久多久呢？
When Jesus says, "Will you pray with me?"
当时耶稣说，你跟我一起祷告好吗？
What did they say?
他们怎么说？
Of course,
他说当然我们会跟你。
You can rely on us, Lord.
你可以靠我们。
Well, how long did that trust last?
可是他们这样的一个心愿能够持久多少时间呢？
You ask yourself, how long will your agreement to pray for the Lord, how long will it last?
我们也要试问自己，如果我们说啊，主啊，我要多一点祷告，我们这样的一个心愿能够持久多少时间呢？
This is the spirit and the thought behind this watch and pray theme that we have for our camp.
所以呢，这次呢，来到营会，我们要思想这个主题，就是要警醒祷告。
Think how the Lord loves you.
我们要思想耶稣怎么爱我们。
Willing to go to the cross to suffer for you.
他宁愿呢，去到这个十字架为我们死。
In order that you and I may have eternal life.
他的死让我们有永生。
To have our sins forgiven.
让我们的罪得赦免。
He's going to carry away our sins.
他把我们的罪全部抹去了。
On the cross.
就在那个十字架上。
And before that, he needs to pray.
可是这之前呢，他需要祷告。
And he says, "Will you help to pray for me?"
然后他跟使徒说：“你们可以愿意跟我一起祷告吗
？”Will you pray with me?
跟我一起祷告。
You say, "Of course, Lord, I will be with you."
然后使徒说：“当然，我们会为你祷告。
”Then you go to sleep.
然后可是他们就很快的就睡着了。
This is a picture of the average Christian.
这是我们普通信徒呢的经历。
What is the explanation?
这怎么解释呢?
It's given in the same verse.
就在第四十一节我们这里看。
I learned this when I was a child of 10.
当时我这个功课十岁的时候学到了。
The spirit is willing.
就是我们的心灵愿意。
Flesh is weak.
可是呢肉体呢软弱。
Of course, Lord, I promise you.
肯定说啊，神啊，主啊，我承诺。
And I meant it.
然后我真的是决定了。
I surely wanted to stay up and pray with you.
我下定了决心，我要警醒的，我要来祷告。
But it was late in the night.
可是已经晚了，已经很晚了。
And I fell asleep.
哦，我就睡着了。
Yes, so many Christians.Do not pay attention to prayer.
很多的基督徒都不注重这个祷告。
Why?
为什么呢?
Flesh is weak.
因为肉体软弱。
Spirit willing, but flesh lets you down.
心灵虽然愿意,可是肉体软弱。
A young man was very ardently going with a young lady.
一个年轻人他很积极
的 It may describe some of you here, no.
一个年轻人他很积极的去追一个女孩子
And he's so skinny.
他很瘦
But he had high ambitions.
可是他有很高的期
望 Yeah, this young lady seems to be well inclined towards me.
然后他说这个女孩子好像对我也有好意
But I'm too skinny.
可是我太瘦了
Well, one day he heard young lady make a remark.
然后听到有人说
Oh, that so-and-so in the newspaper looks so strong, so good, so muscular, so masculine.
有一天他就说啊，就听到有人说你看报章里面报道的这个人哇，他的肌肉多么的结实
And he heard of it.
他就听到
Ah, that's what she likes.
他就说啊，这个女孩子原来喜欢这样类型的。
From the next day,
然后隔天
，very early,
很早的
，he's in the gym.
他就跑去这个健身院。
You think that's true?
这个你认为是真实的吗
？Absolutely.
这当然是真实的。
Absolutely. It happens again and again.
这个事情呢，一再的发生。
My secretary,
就我的秘书
somehow was bitten by the golf bug.
然后他突然间呢，哇，很喜欢打高尔夫球。
For some reason, there was an attraction to playing golf.
他突然间哇，对这个打高尔夫球十分的痴迷。
Now at 6 a.m. she's at the golf course.
然后早上六点钟呢，天还没有亮。
Otherwise, she sleep till 8 o'clock.
她就到这个高尔夫场上去了。
How come can they wake up 2 hours earlier?
可是平常她八点钟才起床的。
Dear friends,
亲爱的朋友们
，You need to fall in love with the Lord Jesus.
我们必须要痴痴的爱上耶稣。
Then you will have a new prayer life.
然后我们就有一个新的这个心愿。
When you love the Savior,
我们爱耶稣。
When you appreciate that He gave up heaven's comfort and glory and pomp to come down to be a miserable Savior of sinners.
然后我们想到他放弃了天上的荣耀，来到这个世上，然后为了我们的罪。死成为我们的救主的时候呢
And if you ask, do you love him?
然后他问你爱我吗
You cannot just say yes and forget about it.
你不可以说啊，是的就算了
But then you begin to follow him.
你要 用行动的来表示就是要跟随
And he says, pray with me.
然后他说跟我一起祷告
This may be the beginning of a new prayer life for some of us.
这个可能就是我们当中一些人新的，就是对这个祷告呢的生活有一个新的了解。
Why did the child come into the father's room in the morning?
为什么这个小女孩呢会来到父亲的房间呢
？Why do you spend an extra half an hour in the morning in prayer?
为什么我们早上呢要花半个小时来祷告呢
？It's the same reason.
这是一样的道理。
You think father is good to you.You think God is so good to you.
我们想到天父这样的这样好的对待我们，我们要来到他的面前。
And he says, "Speak to me."
他说你要跟我说话。
I enjoy your company.
然后神说我要听你的祷告，我要听你的说话。
Praying is not just a visit to the A&E department of hospital.
祷告呢，不是说有紧急的时候呢，到这个紧急部门有紧急的时候才祷告。
Some people treat prayer as that kind of a outing, as it were.
有些人就有这样的一个想法。
Of course, if there is some emergency, you go to the A&E.
当然你，真的有遭遇到这个紧急的时候，你要到这个医院的紧急部门。
And there's nothing wrong with your running to God and telling him I've got an emergency.
同样的，我们在生活上有紧急的事情，我们要来到神的面前。
And God will answer you.
然后神会应许我们。
But do you not think that in fairness and in gratitude to him, we should speak to him even when there is no emergency?
可是当我们想到他这样的善待我们的时候，我们是否在紧急的时候才来到他的面前呢
？Watch and pray.
所以我们要警醒祷告。
Peter learned a lesson.
彼得呢，他就学了一个功课。
You know, in the account in Luke's Gospel,
就在路加福音
，Jesus told Peter, Peter, tonight Satan is going to tear you to pieces.
当时呢，在路加福音就记载了这段耶稣对彼得的说话，说彼得，今天晚上呢，撒旦呢要来撕裂你。
I'm going to the my temptation and the passion, and you disciples are going to desert me.
然后同样的，耶稣对他们的使徒说，我要经历这样一个很大的试验。你们呢都要离弃我。
Jesus knew exactly what is in the heart and the intention of the disciples.
当时耶稣受到这么大的一个试验， 他知道使徒里面心里面讲的是什么。
Peter says, No, Lord, you know me.
可是当时呢，彼得很大胆地说，啊，我不会这样子。
I'll never deny you.
你知道我的为人，我不会这个就是不认你。
Even to the death, I'll die for you.
说就算是死，我也不会不认你的。
Some of us may have that kind of feeling in our hearts that I will never desert Jesus.
我们当中有一些人可能心里面这么想说，无论发生什么事情，我都不会不认耶稣。
But Jesus does not expect that of every one of us during those circumstances.
可是耶稣心里面有数，他知道这些使徒呢，他们不能够承受。
Do you love me and just come and seek my face and have fellowship with me every day?
他就说，你们如果爱我呢，你们是否愿意天天来到我的面前和我团契呢？
Can you spare another 15 minutes of your time in prayer?
能不能够在早上花多15分钟与主这个交通呢？
Let me ask all of you here, do you have a regular prayer time?
我问你们当中所有的人，就是你们每天有没有固定的祷告时间？
Do you have a regular place and a time?And a timetable.
就是有固定的地方，固定的时间，固定的这个时间表。
And every day you keep your appointment with God.
然后每天呢，要守着这个约会。
This is the meaning of watch and pray.
这个就是警醒祷告的意义。
To express your love and your devotion and your loyalty to the Lord who has loved you so much.
就是来到主面前，因为他爱我们，我们要显出我们的忠心，我们的爱心。
Do not wait until some emergency and say, Ah, now I need God, I need God.
不要每次等到有紧急的事情才来到主的面前。
So these are the thoughts that have gone through my mind, yes, I prepared for tonight's talk.
所以牧师在准备今天晚上的信息的时候，他就有这样的一个感动。
Peter fell very badly.
这个彼得呢，他这个试验呢不及格。
Because he promised the Lord, you can rely on me, I will never forsake you. And he went to sleep.
然后彼得说，啊，主啊，我不会离弃你的。可是呢，他却睡着了。
Jesus said, I have prayed for you, Peter.
可是呢，耶稣对彼得说，彼得，我为你祷告。
You're going to fall.
你会跌倒。
But I have prayed for you.
我会为你祷告。
You will be converted.
你会改变。
And then when you are changed, strengthen the brethren.
当你这个改变之后呢，你要去喂养，你要去。
There was going to be a new Peter coming up.
那彼得呢，他要成为一个新的彼得。
Even as some of us here will need a change and a transformation.
这个新的彼得呢，要去鼓励其他的这个信徒们。
You may have promised the Lord, I'll do this, do that for you, and forget all about it.
可能我们对神、对主呢，有很多的这个承诺，说我们要做很多的事情，可是我们忘记了。
And our Lord is so merciful.
可是我们的神呢，他是蛮有怜悯。
What did he say?
他怎么说呢？
I say, what he said to Peter says to you.
他怎么跟彼得说，同样的要对我们说。
Do you know what Jesus said?
彼得，这个耶稣怎么说呢？
The same words as he said to Peter, he says to you.
耶稣怎么对彼得说？耶稣也同样的对我们来说。
I have prayed for you.
耶稣说，我已经为你祷告。
You will be converted.
你会改变。
There will be a change in your attitude towards prayer.
你对这个祷告的这个想法呢，会改变。
And when you're changed, strengthen your brethren.
然后你改变之后呢，你要去增强其他信徒的信心。
This happened at Pentecost.
这就在这个五旬节。
When Jesus had ascended,
耶稣当时呢已经被提到天上。
The disciples met together and prayed for 10 days.
然后门徒呢，他们聚集在一起，已经祷告了十天。
At the end of 10 days, it was Pentecost.
然后十天后呢，就是五旬节的到来。
And as they were praying,
他们在祷告的时候，
the Spirit of God came down upon them.
这个神的灵呢，就降临在他们的身上。
And they were changed.
然后他们就有很大的改变。
From then on, they were not afraid of being ashamed of Jesus or even to die for Jesus.
当时呢，他们都被圣灵充满，之后呢，他们就有大胆的来传扬耶稣，不怕呢死亡。
But they had prayed for 10 days.
可是他们之前已经祷告了十天。
Dear friends,
亲爱的弟兄们
，young people especially,
尤其是年轻人
，allow God to do a new work in your life.
就是让神在你的心里面做一个新的工作。
Jesus says, "I've prayed for you."
耶稣说，我已经为你们祷告。
You will be converted.
你们的心里面要改变。
Because he's praying for you.
因为他为你们祷告。
If you agree to it and consent and pray, God is going to change your life.
如果你同意，你愿意呢，神要让你成为一个新的人。
For his purpose.
就是按他的旨意。
So that you can do the things for him which you promised, but you never did.
成就在你身上所他要你成就的事情。
I'm going to read what the converted Peter wrote.
我们现在要看这个彼得，他被圣灵充满之后呢，他成为了怎么样的一个人呢？
Just a few verses and it will take about 5 minutes and we conclude this evening's exhortation.
我们来读几节的这个经文。
First Peter chapter 4.
是这个彼得前书，彼得前书第四章。
Verse 7.
彼得前书第四章第七节。
You found it? I'm going to read. The end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer.
彼得前书四章七节这么说，万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
This was what Peter had learned after Jesus prayed for him.
这个就是彼得，使徒彼得他所学习的功课，尤其是当耶稣为他祷告之后。
Use it to apply to yourself.
我们要用在自己的身上。
Say to yourself, the end of all things is at hand.
我们要对自己说，万物的结局近了。
The Lord may come.
主的到来已经近了。
Even if he does not come, he may call me.
就算是他还没有再来，他可能要召我回去。
Are you ready for the call?
你已经准备好了吗？
Are you praying and watching unto prayer?
你有没有谨慎自守，警醒祷告呢？
Please understand, God cannot use a non-praying Christian.
我们要了解，就是神不能用一个没有祷告的信徒。
Much prayer, much power.
多祷告就多有能力。
No prayer, no power.
没有祷告就没有能力。
You cannot say, the Lord is not using me.
你可不可以说啊，神他没有用到我？
Because you're not praying.
因为你没有祷告。
If you will give the Lord your life and your time and pray.
如果你肯祷告，愿意奉献上自己的生命。
See how God is going to use you.
我们要看神怎么用我们。
So I give you just this one verse, you remember it.
所以我们要记住这一节。
What does it say?
他怎么说？
You read together with me. Together, First Peter 4:7, together, everybody. But the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Amen. End of all things, the Lord is coming.
就是万物的结局已经近了，主的再来已经也是近了。
No thief informs you I'm coming.
没有一个贼来到你的家里呢，会先预先的通知你的。
Neither does the Lord send you a notification.
主再来也是如此。
When he comes, it will catch many people by surprise.
他再来的时候呢，很多人呢都会很意外。
I say, don't let it catch you by surprise.
可是呢，我们当中所有的信徒们都不可以有意外。
The end of all things is at hand.
万物呢都的结局近了。
The Lord is coming.
主再来已经近了。
If he doesn't come in your lifetime, he may call you.
他没有在你有生之年再来，他可能要你召你回去。
Are you ready?
你准备好了吗
？Watch unto prayer.
我们要警醒祷告。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
We thank thee for thy loving kindness to us.
我们要为你的慈爱来感谢你。
For alerting us and warning us so many times in the Bible.
你已经通过你宝贵的话语再次的通知我们，预先让我们知道。
We have no excuse to say I never knew.
我们没有借口，我们没有借口说我们不知道。
For the Lord is coming even at the doors.
因为主再来的日子已经近了，已经很近了。
O Lord our God.
我们在天上的父
Make us all to be ready.
让我们能够都预备好。
Until then, we will watch and pray.
让我们还没有见到你的面前的时候，我们都能够来警醒祷告。
For this is our prayer and request.
这是我们的祷告，我们的心愿。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.